Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Baseball fans are going bonkers over what happened at the trading deadline. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The Major League trade deadline was Thursday at 4 p.m. before when teams could trade and trade for any players without them first having to clear waivers. That means there is no risk at letting a player go or trading for another player, and that's why Thursday was a wild day in Major League Baseball history. The Red Sox traded ace John Lester to Oakland, and Tampa Bay traded ace David Price to Detroit. The moves essentially meant waving white flags on the 2014 season in Boston and Tampa, because Lester and Price are the two best left-handers in the American League. Conversely, the receiving teams, the A's and Tigers, are now the clear-cut favorites to win their divisions. Boston had the most talked-about day, throwing in the towel in this season after winning the 2013 World Series behind two pitchers they traded, Lester and John Lackey. Not dissimilar to what the Sox did in the disastrous 2012 season, jettisoning Josh Beckett, Adrian Gonzalez, and Carl Crawford and their combined $150 million salaries so they could quickly retool for the next season. Boston got a proven slugger to shore up a historically woeful hitting outfield, plus three other established major leaguers and a handful of great minor league prospects. Clearly, their intent is to put another championship team together for David Ortiz's last hurrah in 2015. And the Red Sox might even get back Lester, who is a free agent after the season and hits the open market. The pressure will now be on the A's and the Tigers to win the American League West and Central Divisions and battle it out for the American League pennant and a trip to the World Series. The team that does not make it will be bitterly disappointed after now having first-class pitching staffs that go five deep in the rotation. Meanwhile, other contenders like the Orioles, Yankees, and Blue Jays did next to nothing in trades and likely cost themselves chances of winning the AL East. In the National League, the venerable Cardinals did all the wheeling and dealing in an attempt to get back to the World Series, while the Brewers, Pirates, and Reds stood pat and did not help their contending status. It was wild, like you and me trading fantasy players at the last minute in order to win big games down the stretch. Except this was not for fun on paper. It was real, and the heads of the fans who follow this stuff are still spinning. This is Archansky. See ya.